Okay, good day today as far as getting the pads on, the shoulder pads at least. I could see some things as far as contact on the field. The 9-on-7, what I really like is I think you can tell some of the drill work we have implemented, both in OTAs and now about the emphasis on the run. We got to find a way to run the ball. If we run the ball, it will protect the quarterback, and it will also minimize turnovers. So just by, running the ball, we can accomplish a couple of things that are really important to us. So a heavy, heavy emphasis on that, even in individual drill work. And then you saw some one-on-ones. I think the cool thing about one-on-one matchups is after each matchup, after each one took place, you saw a lot of guys talking to one another, especially in the one-on-one pass rush. And that's really good. That's what each of them need to do. With Branch and Parnell, went against each other, talked right afterwards. What were you thinking? How were you trying to attack me? All those things are really good things. So very pleased with the overall effort. We just keep growing.
Seemed like the offensive line showed some pretty good power in the one-on-ones and the run aspect of it. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I think, we kind of took our drill and individualized it where they could just line up and use their hips and see the power that they have. Sometimes when you get into a group work, that power goes away. So I think it was a really valuable lesson for them to see how much power they have, and you saw it.
A lot of those runs look like they're getting knocked to the ground.
Who's that?
A lot of the runs look like the runs are getting knocked to the ground.
Yeah, we should keep them up. We should keep them up. But, some of it is there's good fits by the defense. And, sometimes when you have an extra guy in the box, sometimes those things can happen.
You guys have been talking about Josh Wells' weight gain the whole offseason. Is he translated at the...
Yeah, I see him straining. Now, I just saw a couple reps of him. I do see strain. And I think that would be a good one to watch, see how much he has progressed. Those one-on-ones now, it's hard to hide in those situations. So it would be a good film to watch.
3 days in a row, how do you feel like the guys are doing as far as keeping it up?
Well, I think it's been very good. I think we've had some good things go our way. I think we don't usually make a big deal about the weather, but it's been... it's been good for us right now, and I think we've been able to challenge our guys, and I really like, how they've gone through it. And knock on wood, we've done a good job with even minor injuries. Guys are taking care of their bodies, and I know they really appreciate the schedule. It allows them to hydrate and the sleep, and, we just continue that too.
You mentioned Branch yesterday. How far has he come? Technique-wise, that's what you talked about.
Right. He has come a long ways, and I think mentally too. I think we've seen him grow maturity-wise. I think he knows what he's after, what he needs to do, and he's just taking a real mature approach about it. And he's got a spirit, too. So, I didn't get a chance to see it. I heard he had a good one-on-one pass rush. And, the big thing is that his bend. I think that, I said it yesterday, that's what shows up on tape.
Blake seems to be getting better and better every single day. Are you happy with his
That's improvement? Good. That's a real good thing. That's our core philosophy, that he does improve. But he did. The blitz period, I think it really showcased. He's always had poise, and I think what you're seeing now is with that poise, he's making good decisions. And when he knows what he's supposed to do with the ball, it just comes out. They're tight. They're accurate. And, so it was a good session for him.
What do you like about Linder?
His toughness. He doesn't have a lot of words, but the guys really follow him. I think that the guys really respect his work ethic and how he goes about it. But, I think what people would say is, first of all, he's really good, and second of all, his toughness.
Is he better than what you thought he was going to be?
Yes.
When you drafted him, you didn't expect this much. So soon.
Yeah, I would think that he is better than what we thought. We knew he was pretty good, but... we're very pleased with them.
You want Blake to be a little bit more, take a few more risks here and there,
yeah.
But also be smart about it. Is he progressing?
Yeah.
And where do you want
You see
him?
It with the throws. Julius had one over on the sideline. He scrambled, got out of it, and took a chance. You're seeing him do that. And, he'll make some mistakes. But he'll come back. And I think he threw an interception out of a tip ball. And then he came back and completed a pass the next play and went for it again. So all those things, especially at this time of the year, these guys need to figure out who they're throwing to and what skill sets they have. we talked to him, you know, in the team meeting about discover your skills, both offensively and defensively. And they got to find those things out in these practices.
Kelvin showed a lot of awareness on that interception that you just talked about. Can you kind of talk about how he's grown as a player?
I think, you know what, he's always been a good football player, but I think his situational awareness, you know, where he's talking about down and distance, he has a better idea how teams are going to try to attack the defense. That's where I see his growth coming on.
Is he showing some second-year guy stuff?
What's that?
Yeah. That's
yeah, he's, you know, when we talked about, hey, we got to have a race to maturity, he's on it. He would be one guy to say, that's what we're talking about. He's really maturing quickly.
Talk about Julius Thomas, receiving tight end, but he's more versatile than just
receiver,
right?
I mean, he went down there and stuck his nose in the pass blocking and,
You don't want him doing that on Sundays.
No. He wants to expand his game, you know, and to be in there as a guy that can be in the backfield and run certain things, you know. But for him, he's looking at, you know, I don't want to be a one-dimensional guy. I want to have the whole package. So it's awesome.
He hasn't been as visible as he was in OTAs. Does he get fewer reps?
As visible?
Yeah.
I think he's been doing some good things. I don't know about that. He made some, you know, some good catches and, you know, he's working his tail off, did good things in protection. So, you know, I don't know a comparison, you know, the number of catches. Well, you know, some of those were in the red zone, you know, and we haven't had a red zone period yet. So,
will tomorrow night be like a normal practice at a different location, or will you?
Yeah, normal practice. We'll have, you know, just continue with our install.
Ryan Reynolds stood out as being like super physical today and yesterday. Can you kind of talk about what he brings to the defense?
Well, he does. He's, you know, he doesn't say much either, but he's that certain toughness and mentality. For him, you know, he's rehabbed and done nice, and I think you saw we took care of guys last year, and we'll continue to do that. And he's on that pace along with Puz and I think Mercedes.
Back to Blake, you mentioned yesterday you could tell some of the work that he's put in. Are there some moments out here on the field where you're like, didn't see that last year?
Yeah, I think so. Just, you know, without getting too far ahead of ourselves. I think for me, the statement that is most impressive is obviously that he went and got some extra work in the offseason, but that what he did over this summer, when he really studied the playbook, he came in and he had a better handle of our offense. And I think that allowed him to come in here and play faster. We talk about, you know, playing with the absence of fear, to have no fear. Well, they have to have no doubt. And in order to have no doubt, you got to put the time in. So to me, you're seeing him play with no doubt, no fear. And that's a good sign. It's a good sign.
Because Sergio Brown's loud, a talker, maybe even a yapper. Can that be a good thing on the back end? did you know that?
Yeah, no, I know. He's got a lot of spirit. And, you know, to me, that energy creates energy. And with the defense, you want that. But it's got to be smart. It's got to be within the confines. And it can't be anywhere where it's about him or it's selfish. And that's not how he is. We've had multiple conversations. That guy really wants to get better. You can talk to him about, hey, what's this? How about this as a weakness? What are we going to do? And he takes it all in. And for him, I think he wants it all so he can continue to play with that spirit.
And do you need a guy or two like that on defense when there's a lot of quiet guys back there?
Yeah,
too.
I think as long as it doesn't get him out of control.
We're starting Veterans Day off today. Only the third day the Veterans already. Three guys got a day off.
Yeah, we did that last year too. Yeah, same thing. Yep.
Telvin and Cyprian along the lines of what Mark was talking about there.
Yeah, I think you're Telvin, and I think Cyp, you're hearing more. You know, that confidence from him and where he's communicating. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Jeez, thank you. Was this ever going to end that?